President Trump's immigration crackdown now targeting Ohio, ICE arresting illegal immigrants in the capital, Columbus, and across the state in what's being dubbed Operation Buckeye.
So it turns out illegal activity is spreading faster in America than anyone thought possible. Because here we are in month two of the fraud takedowns happening in Minnesota, and the Trump administration is already opening up a second front in Ohio, where whistleblowers say you'll find similar fraud rings plundering America, and nobody's trying to stop them.
Agents nabbing criminals, aliens from places like India and Somalia, some convicted of violent crimes.
Hello, we'd like to ask where the money's going. Where are the children at? No children inside of this daycare center. And look, this daycare center right here, no children inside of this daycare center. But between those buildings, over $2.6 million.
This is despicable. The fact that Democrats were at the helm for 4 years, this happened under their watch. And part of it is because we did not enforce our laws. We didn't have systematic audits. And what I'm seeing in Ohio is just the beginning.
They've taken advantage of the system here in Ohio, and we're putting a stop to that, allowing us to go after the worst of the worst who have been embedded themselves in these communities near Columbus, Ohio.
This is also a microcosm of a much bigger scam that the Democrats have been running for decades now and drove up the cost of things like housing and healthcare and an education, the hallmarks of the American dream, making that totally out of reach for working class Americans.
Whistleblowers say there's massive levels of fraud now taking place in Ohio. And while the news is scaring people, trying to make it sound like Trump is out there doing another thing to get people who aren't from the United States originally, nobody's talking about how the fraud that we thought was limited to just one state may now be in many different places. And it's being uncovered on the regular how scammers build businesses with only one goal in mind, not to treat anyone, care for anyone, or help anyone, but rather to collect money for America's less fortunate and then spend it on themselves. Which is exactly what we're now being told is happening in Ohio. And what types of fraud are we talking about? Well, first, we've got illegal immigration, the type of fraud ICE has been battling all year in this country, and we're now seeing them arrest dangerous fugitives from all corners of the earth who just happened to be in Columbus, which was recently labeled a sanctuary at one point by the Trump administration. But the real reason ICE is now here is because what we're witnessing is an all-of-government approach to stopping every single kind of fraud that's out there, and some of this fraud is stealing millions of dollars right out of America's piggy bank. Just like the schemes in Minnesota that we're now learning involve completely fake businesses. So obviously fake, they should have failed audits, but those audits never happened, with authorities looking the other way, which whistleblowers now say is also happening in Ohio, with fraudsters setting themselves up as supposed medical providers caring for family members, a scheme enabled by a network of doctors and government programs that look like they were set up to be ripped off. But before we get into the fraud schemes taking place here, we've also got to look at who ICE is arresting, because this will tell you something else.
So today we got a 47-year-old Guatemalan national. Checks every box as far as community and public safety goes, domestic violence, DUI, criminal trespass. We got a good team out here today. Homeland Security Task Force with some DEA guys, IRS guys.
So they got that guy, a fugitive with a long rap sheet who just happens to be hanging out in Columbus. Now, why would he go there and hang out there? Well, because this place doesn't like to cooperate with federal immigration enforcement. But that hasn't stopped locals from sounding the alarm, saying that Trump is coming for them next just because they might not be from the United States, which couldn't be further from the truth. Immigration enforcement doesn't care where someone's from as long as they're here legally. And if you aren't stealing from the federal government or defrauding our country in some manner, there's absolutely nothing that the Trump administration can do. But what exactly are we looking at when it comes to financial fraud in Ohio?
So in Ohio, and there's many states like this, Pennsylvania and other states too, where you can go in and you can say, my aging parent needs a home health care and I want to provide it. So the state will, as long as a doctor has approved it, continue to pay you. It could be for 10 hours, 12 hours, up to 24 when it's critical care. So you could sit at home without caring for an elderly parent who really doesn't need it, make about $75,000 to $90,000 a year. Now you add two parents, that's $180,000. Now you add your in-laws, $250,000. You continue to add this, and you wonder, what are the services being provided?
None, apparently. Nothing's being provided, and it's alleged that this type of home health fraud is rampant in Ohio. But, as you're about to see, this isn't the only place where businesses and individuals say they're going to care for people and do absolutely nothing.
Where are the children now?
Yeah, where are the children? It says you have 102 children here, and you got $2.66 million this year in funding, and $2.5 million last year. We're just wondering where the kids are.
And who are you?
My name's Nick Shirley.
Nick Shirley.
And where are you? Which department?
That is harassment.
Oh, we are from ourselves.
Yeah.
Hello, we'd like to ask where the money's going. Look at that. Shut us down.
Right, it's the same thing going on in Minnesota. You've got providers that are empty of patients and full of taxpayer money somehow. What a coincidence. The theft of government money is the new scam in America. A scam magnified by our formerly open border, which allowed individuals to enter our country without proper vetting, setting these programs up for the predictable results we're all learning about today. And this is why the Trump administration isn't looking at crime in America as a state-by-state issue, and is instead looking at this as something that puts the entire country at risk, especially when you realize how easy it is to set up these fraudulent businesses.
So a lot of providers came and said, fraud is occurring because we said we weren't going to rubber stamp this paperwork, so they went to other providers. Their home healthcare network saying, we'll make it worth your while. Well, sounds like a kickback to me. So we really need to investigate the Medicaid system, and who really needs critical care, because that's meant for our disabled, our elderly, and people who really need it, not to just live off our system.
This needs to be looked at. You've got whistleblowers. This is all out in the open. There's a trail of crime in these fraud rings, and nobody's looking into it, or nobody thought they would ever have to look into it. Because you better believe that if the king of fraud himself were vice president in this country, none of these investigations would be happening. Something that would have benefited the fraudsters, allowing them to roll their schemes out even faster, to your backyard even. And you know what's funny about this? Even the folks allegedly involved in these schemes know who's partly responsible for them.
Where is all the money going for if there's no children at these daycare centers?
Sir.
Yes.
I told you, please leave.
Yes, we have a question though. Where is the children at these daycare centers if there's millions of dollars?
Ask the local government, yeah.
Ask the local government. At least they're honest. You've got the local government creating programs that are perfect for criminals, and what do we expect to happen? We should expect to see nice looking, brand new, unused daycare centers with nobody inside them, and reports of home health care taking Ohio by storm. All of these systems having the appearance of legitimacy.
A list of all of the healthcare companies. Loads of them right here. We want healthcare.
No.
Healthcare here, healthcare right here. Another healthcare company right here. There are three healthcare companies inside of this building right here in this room of 7C.
So if this is happening in one part of America, and now we've got whistleblowers saying it's happening in other places as well, it makes sense why the Department of Homeland Security is moving south to tackle this stuff up in Ohio, where the schemes are a little bit harder to track down. You see, these don't involve setting up a fraudulent business that's obviously got no customers in it. Oh no, they have to do with enrolling as an independent healthcare provider who takes care of a relative who's getting Medicaid, which then pays out tens of thousands of dollars for the care received. And the reason these things are harder to track down is because you don't have businesses that you can just go and look at and say, oh, it looks like there should be 100 kids in there, but there's nobody in there. No, this is happening in private residences where people are also living. It makes these things a lot harder to spot if there aren't any whistleblowers, which there are plenty of whistleblowers.
They should know that they should be following the laws. You have individuals now that are scamming the Medicaid system in Ohio. Ooh. They were trying to push these providers to rubber stamp providing bills so that they could have disability help and so many other things for elderly care when they didn't need it. And when the provider said no.
Let me ask you, though.
Rubber stamp.
What stands out to me is the percentage.
the percentage of, yes. of young people that are claiming to be autistic, the percentage of elderly people making claims, the percentage of people that were making claims during.
Right. That's the thing. All of these schemes should be huge red flags, because why is it that in Ohio, we have these massive numbers of people who are on home care and have all of these disabilities that are outliers here and don't seem to happen in other places that don't have these fraudulent programs? It's almost like you create the program that can be taken advantage of, and all of the disabilities needed to take advantage of and get paid by it seem to skyrocket in those places. It's like we have a fraud industrial complex in this country. And nobody's asking questions. None of the people in charge of giving out this money wonder why in their state, like Minnesota, for example, you've got such high rates of autism. Well, because we'll pay pretty much anybody to treat it. So now companies show up. And what do? They've got these incestuous schemes where they've got the parents and the doctors and the providers all in on the take. Nobody's receiving anything. This is money intended for people in America that really need it, and nobody's getting it. And with no local government checking in on this, you have to wonder if that's by design. Were these programs set up so that they could be plundered? Is that deliberate? And who benefits? These are huge questions, which we're starting to learn the answers to. And although it's easy to audit a standing facility in a place like Minnesota that's obviously not serving anybody, if there's no inside whistleblower, it's pretty hard to blow the lid off a situation where people are committing fraud inside their own homes, where they're allowed to live, and where people, the elderly person being cared for and the relative care provider, may well be in cahoots. It's almost like a program was deliberately set up to have zero checks and balances and no ability to institute them.
So why are we surprised that we had increases in fraud, waste, and abuse? These individuals were able to scam the system because there was no audit, Sean. The Democrats weren't looking. They were looking the other way. Tim Walz knew that there was fraud back in 2020. He looked the other way because they're the largest voting base for him. And in Ohio, it's the same story. They figured out a way to find some of these states that have a low bar of entry where they could get a doctor to rubber stamp them. And guess what? They're rubber stamping all of this, and it's at the taxpayer offense. People with disabilities are suffering. Families across America, including in Ohio, are suffering. That's what the money was for. So when you ask about the increased percentages, Democrats were looking.
Because this party is the party of fraud. They started out as the party of political violence this year, that's still true. And now they're also the party of industrialized fraud, robbing America. And now we've got whistleblowers coming forward alerting the authorities that, hey, these schemes are going on. There's people trying to find doctors to just authorize massive types of arrangements. We said no, and now they're gonna go somewhere else. They're basically doctor shopping in Ohio to try to find people to legitimize this stuff. And if a normal person with a camera can spend one day visiting these institutions and find out if they're a joke, there's gotta be more that the authorities in places like Ohio can do to crack down on this stuff. But that's the thing, nobody wants to. Nobody wants to crack down on it. And now we've got the FBI getting in on the action, saying they're gonna look into it. But why do we have the FBI coming into this now? Why did it take Nick Shirley, a YouTuber in Minnesota with a camera, to give the FBI what they needed? I'll tell you why that is. We're learning every single day that the same government giving out massive amounts of your money and my money to whoever's asking for it in all 50 states through these various schemes, that same government is also where you'll find the FBI. And we're supposed to believe that the government is able to protect us from itself? Of course not. If it's incapable of stopping fraud, it's incapable of stopping fraud. And we wonder how this is happening. This is why these government programs really need to be looked at before we even set them up, because then we don't need to rely on the FBI to come along after they see a YouTube video and try to stop them. But wait till you hear why they can't audit the fraud in Minnesota, and probably why they can't find it in Ohio.
Site visit in there. In these 14 high-risk programs right now, Jason, site visits aren't even required in many cases. We actually had a recent jury conviction get overturned by a judge here in Minnesota. And in that case, a DHS investigator stated that, well, we couldn't go investigate it to find out that this business was just simply run out of a P.O. box and was legitimate. We can't afford to do that. But for some reason, we can now afford anywhere from $8 to $19 billion in fraud, but we can't afford to do site visits. And One of the funny videos you'll see out there recently.
There's so much money being stolen. They don't have the money for site visits, which were originally too expensive. But because we don't do the site visits, even more money ends up leaving the door. That's why these programs aren't being checked out. We're told, oh, enforcement, too expensive. Oh, you know how expensive it would be to go to these daycare centers and look in the window and see that in Minnesota there's nobody inside? And you know how expensive it's going to be in Ohio to go to every single one of these home health providers and get in there at an appropriate time when we're allowed into a private residence to interview people and get testimony and do individual. I mean, it's going to be impossible to track down all of this fraud. So why even try? Why even try? It's almost like this was all set up to be plundered on purpose, isn't it? And then you take into consideration that the people running these schemes in Ohio have a huge advantage over any investigator because these are family units. You've got people living with each other who are related and who all benefit financially from these schemes being covered up if they are in fact illegitimate. The only way to blow the lid off of these things is to get whistleblower reports from honest physicians who don't want a kickback from approving this stuff in the first place. But if that doesn't happen, where are investigators even gonna figure out? How are they even going to get a lead if no one's talking? But that's how recent investigations have been successful and actually taken down criminals. They got testimony from clients, aka patients, who were able to confirm that the services that Medicaid was being billed for never actually got provided. But without that patient turning on their provider and telling investigators what's going on, no investigation can even take place. It's like a bulletproof scheme system has been set up. By the way, this is how the fraud in Minnesota was able to go on for so long with nobody checking to see that no one was inside of these places. You see, you've got the care providers who say that they're there to treat kids who might have a disability or might need daycare. Then you've got the parents who supposedly enroll their children in daycare. And then you've got the doctors and everybody else who might sign off on some sort of home healthcare providers credentials in order to get the whole thing going. Everybody's in on the take. You've got the diagnosis, which is fraudulent. You've got the children that aren't actually sick or aren't actually in daycare. And then you have the company that does nothing. They don't even have one legitimate patient in some of these places. And apparently it's the same thing in Ohio. You've got people who aren't disabled at all and are just in a home living there normally, getting paid tens of thousands of dollars a year to receive quote unquote care from a relative who also lives with them. It's like people's lifestyles are being funded here. They're getting a salary basically from the government to live in a place and do nothing. That's the allegations of what's going on here. And to be honest with you, I don't think there's anyone in government that would be able to figure out that this is going on and stop it because it's the government that's paying for all of this stuff. We're supposed to believe that the same people who are totally incapable of stopping fraudulent programs from getting set up to begin with are gonna shut it down. That's the real lesson here. The real lesson here is the government can't protect people from itself. It's impossible. If it's set up to get robbed, it's gonna get robbed, and it's only gonna find out about it decades later if Vice President Walz doesn't exist, if he remains Governor Walz, and there's another administration out there with a mandate to look into this stuff. We wouldn't be hearing about any of this had Trump lost. It would be everywhere. It would be pervasive. And it would all be a secret. What do you think about that? Thank you so much for watching. I will see you.